Alright, hi everyone. I've just finished the August group session. The focus on this one is the body, external body, or our physical body and how we perceive it. So when I started, I brought everyone into this sort of my mental workshop that I create. And it was interesting because it seemed like everyone was distorted, as in those images you get with those funny mirrors that bend the body and distort the body. And it was interesting how for most people it looked like this distortion was so far from the reality of what they actually look like. And it linked to anxiety in the chest, and the anxiety was linked to a perception that everyone feels they need to change something in order to be good enough and acceptable, yet that most of the things that they need to change are either very difficult to achieve or even impossible. And that then creates this level of powerlessness and, like, you know, catch 22. I need to do this in order to be better, but I can't do it. Then there was a lump in the throat linked to clamping down on the self, and how the body is seen as the true self, whereas it's just an external representation and actually is often so far disconnected from the true self. And related to that was, I saw within everyone, it was like the inner child was alone and forgotten and neglected inside, because there's such a focus on the outside and that the inside is forgotten. And then finally, it felt like it was necessary for everyone to be able to see through all the different colors of the rainbow, versus how most of us are looking through just one or two colors as a kind of a lens to perceive the self. So it was quite a nice image of how the rainbow shone down on everyone, and it just changed the perception of those distorted images, just became completely different and more true in alignment with the divine self that is within each of us. Okay, so the session itself focused on the thyroid gland. And the thyroid, so lymph flow from the thyroid gland, and this is related to the ability to express your truth and your true self, which then linked to the ovaries. So if you're a man or have had your ovaries removed, as a woman, it doesn't matter. We're not working with the physical ovaries. We're working with the consciousness of the ovaries around, in this case, rebirth. So the ovaries are the catalyst, or the beginning process of the whole rebirth. And that then linked to thymus, and the thymus gland is part of the immune system and therefore holds a consciousness of protection. But it's particularly placed, its positioning is just above the heart, and so it is very linked to heart protection. And in this case, we're working with the first focus, particularly on the first time for each of us when armoring was put in place. So this would have been at some point in childhood when there was a realization that I'm not okay the way I am, a perception, because of the response by someone else, I'm not okay the way I am, I need to be different. So there's either a suppression of the self or trying to make self different in another way. And this armoring often will play out physically as tension in the musculoskeletal alignment or the fascia, and can change the physical body. To have shoulders can become quite hunched up. There can be a torsion or a twist in the pelvis, tightening behind the heart and the thoracic spine. So it can actually literally translate into physical changes. Then focus on guilt and or fear consciousness. So the filters that result in each of us feeling guilty or afraid, and how this then creates a tendency to judge. So we're working with clearing those filters so that the judgment is no longer taking place to such an extent or at all. And what also came up here, what was important, is how our judgment of others is often linked, or how we perceive others judging us is very much linked to how we judge ourselves. And we also tend to judge others if we're judging ourselves. So there's this tendency that as within is so without. There's this representation. Parallel to that, we worked with the liver, blood flow within the liver, linking it to the small intestine, with a particular focus on the submucosa. So the mucosa is a protection. It forms a role as protection and it secretes mucus within the small intestine. So it's a part of the lining of the small intestine. Then the submucosa is the connective tissue that supports the mucosa. So it's literally the part that supports the part that is protective. And we focus here on rigidity or armoring within the submucosa. So we're focusing on both physically, but also the energetic aspect of this rigidity of the armoring that is related to being overprotective. And then bringing in a consciousness of hiding the self. And the image here was of this big trench coat being placed around the body and hiding everything underneath, which is kind of the role that the submucosa will play as it surrounds and as it supports. But it can be a bit rigid. It can be overly protective and then rigid. Okay, so then that was all tapped out. So that's really very much related to the hiding of the true self due to the armoring that has been placed, been put in place through how we perceive ourselves based on how we think other people perceive us. Okay. Then the second formula was with a focus on the Wei Qi, which is like an electromagnetic field that is just above the surface of the skin and under the surface of the skin. And it protects, it forms a protective layer that protects us from our environments, protecting us from things like toxins, electromagnetic frequencies, negative energy. And so we do need it, but if it is overly protective, we may no longer receive the positive energy, and we may be shut down and disconnected from external experiences from which we can gain wisdom and grow. So we don't want to be overly protected. So we're working with this process of synthesizing information from our environment through the Wei Qi, and then the liver and the gallbladder play a role in processing the information and putting in, and the information is put in, or the wisdom is then put in into, it's processed and then results in catalyzing some kind of change. Okay, so this is a focus on all three. There's three layers of synthesis and processing, and it's particularly in relation to processing feedback about the body and the how this ties into self-image. Then this linked to the individuation consciousness, which is the sense of self, and sense of self in relation to the heart. So this is being able to, when we perceive ourselves through our brain, it's distorted through the head brain. If we perceive ourselves through the heart brain, or the way we experience ourselves through the heart brain is the true self. So we're working with this consciousness of the self as perceived through the heart, and in particular related to self-esteem and self-perception. All right, so being able to have self-esteem and self-perception that is centered within the heart. And then bringing in an active memory being, for everyone, the first comment that you received in relation to your body. And then a subsession on this was working again with individuation consciousness, but in this case with a focus on self versus others. So this is the tendency to compare. And so what's important here is that we're actually all linked. We're all connected. If you look at quantum energy, quantum physics, we're all connected via energy. We're all part of the fabric of life. But we tend to, as a result of our ego, see ourselves as separate, and therefore, and focus on survival. And to do that, we compare ourselves according to others to make sure that we are. That we have everything we need in place to be good enough to survive, to be okay, to be safe. All right. So we're working with this to help people to become more connected with the heart space, in which there is an awareness of being part of a whole. And then that linked to doing a group matrix, which is basically working on the group energy, the energy of the whole group as a system, and it was necessary to connect everyone to each other in this group, and as one body of energy, and then link that back to source energy. So source energy is essentially, well, for some of you it might be God, for some of you it might just be that which created everything. But as we connect back to source energy, with the, which is around us and within us always, it is connecting to our divinity. We are all divine beings who are at the heart of it all. We're perfect. But then ego creates all the faults and all the reasons why we separate, where we see ourselves as separate from others. So this is about connecting back to source and connecting back to that divinity. Then that was all tapped out. I then had to link self-image to the three brains. So self-image and perception linked to the three brains. So this is the head brain, heart brain, and gut brain. So ideally, we should be, it would be best to experience life and to interact with life through the use of all three brains. But we tend to over-rely on the head brain, which is like basically a computer. It is where we store all the rules and the we compute our chances of survival. So if this worked last time, then this is what I should do this time, which doesn't always serve us because our coping mechanisms and defense mechanisms are not always in our best interest. But they're the ones that make logical sense and they worked last time, so use them this time. The head brain also computes, it's also in charge of the automatic processes that enable us to survive. Whereas the heart brain is around our felt sense of things. It's very much around intuition and can, and self in relation to others. So it's a feeling of self in relation to, and often there can be a discrepancy between what the head brain thinks we should do and what the heart brain feels you should do. And we have a tendency to over-rely on the shoulds of the head brain. And then the gut brain is about how we make our decisions. So ideally we should bring information in through the head brain, pass it through the heart brain, and then make a decision with the gut brain. So if you think about just, I had a gut sense of this, you know, we talk about the gut without realizing how much it's a part of the way we're made up. Okay, so the three brains, by working on the three brains, I connected them all together so that they are going to be communicating better to work as a unit. And then the self-image filtered through the three brains is going to be very different as the self-image filtered through the head brain. And then that was linked to heart consciousness. So it is part of the heart, for heart brain of each of you, but it's also the heart consciousness, the collective heart consciousness. Which again is that sort of source energy. It is that divinity. It is that collective love that is a part of all of us, but which we, many of us, are disconnected from. So it's connecting self-image back to the three brains and back to heart consciousness. And then that was the end of the session. So as always, I hope this serves you well, and I really welcome any feedback and any questions. Take care. Bye.